Last month, DNA evidence freed 44-year-old Willie Pete Williams of Sandy Springs, Georgia. He'd spent half his life in prison because a police lineup procedure led to a false eyewitness identification. It was the same photo array process that put Stephen Avery away for 18 years. Wisconsin's response was to provide statewide training for police in the double-blind procedure. That's where a witness or a victim is shown photographs of potential suspects one at a time by an officer who is not involved in the case. La Crosse County District Attorney Scott Horn helped write the new rules.
The studies have shown that administering a sequential array by a person not familiar with the case can eliminate a good chunk of the errors that occur in the eyewitness identification process.
Georgia will soon join four other states in mandating police departments to adopt the process. But Wisconsin Innocence Project Director Keith Findlay says Wisconsin's decision to train police rather than force them to adopt new procedures was the right one. Findlay says if police choose not to change, wrongfully accused defendants will use the courts to force them to.
Criminal defendants in various jurisdictions who have been subject to identification procedures under the old methods are going to be exposing that and putting their feet to the fire on this in the criminal cases as they go forward, challenging the officers with, why didn't you use the best practices?
The effectiveness of eyewitness identification isn't likely to play a big role in Stephen Avery's pending murder trial, but the jury's likely to hear a lot about the mistakes police made in wrongfully charging him with rape in 1985. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.